Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Kuf. The Gemara is discussing Shitas Eb Shimon, who holds Aninus Lailo Midrabono, like it says Mefuish in the Breise. We start with the Gemara early in Salitesim at base. The Gemara says, brings down the Breise, Eb Shimon holds the Aninus Lailo Midrabono on Teda, says Eb Shimon. You see that Oinon can go and eat his Korban Pesach by night. Must be that Aninus Lailo is only the Rabbonon. And not like Rebuda was, Aninus Lailo is the Reise. And Be'emes Rebuda is Chile Kom Nisa Locha. And he's not Oicheles Pischilo Erev, like we'll see soon in the Gemara. But made Loshin Reb Shimon, as Fasemes asks, the Reb Shimon who says a Loshin of Teda, that I could bring you a proof that Aninus Lailo is the Rabbonon, and he quotes a Locha. Reb Yehuda Bemis disagrees with that halacha, so this is Bemis loshon of teida is bitshver. You can't say a proof from a halacha which Reb Yehuda Gufa disagrees upon. Al kaponi Reb Shimon's shita is Aninus Lailo is the rabbonon. Ask Zigmara Kasha that we find in two brises that Reb Shimon says that Oinon is einoy mishaleach korbanosov. We learn out from a pasuk of Shlomim that he has to be a sholim kshu sholimu mevi ve'einoy mevi kshu oinon. When he's oinon, he hasn't got a din of a sholim and he's not allowed to bring a korban einoy mishaleach korbanosov. And the Gemara understands that this includes even a korban Pesach. The Meila says the Gemara, how can Reb Shimon say that Aninus Lailo is the Rabbonon? We say that Reb Shimon holds Einon, Einon, Mishaleach, Korbenoisov, and this is what the Shaklevitaya of the whole daf to answer this theory in Reb Shimon. Now, Be'emes, the Etzem Pshat in the Gemara is very hard to understand, and Tosfos in the Ramaschil Amud Beis, the Ramaschil Amud Rav Chisda, already touches on this point, that L'chayra, the Gemara has a discussion whether Reb Shimon holds Aninus Lailo is a Drabonon or Aninus Lailo is a Dereisa. And on that, the Gemara asks a stira from a Breisa which says Reb Shimon holds a Oinon is not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. Now L'chayra, this halacha is no sheiches to the dinim of Aninus, whether Aninus Lailo is a Dereisa or Aninus Lailo is a Drabonon. The Zman of Avoras Korban Pesach is by day. And by day, everyone agrees that Aninus Lail, Aninus Yoim, is a deraisa that Gemara says in Kufa Medbeis, Achariso, Kiyoimar. Everyone holds that the Yoim Amisa is definitely a deraisa. And therefore, L'chir, this Issa, Shiluach Korbonis, which we learn out of this Pasuk of Shlomim, is the halacha irrelevant whether Shimon is gonna hold Aninus Lailo, is the Rabbonon, or it's a deraisa. And in the Gemara, it seems, the Gemara makes a Tliya. And the Gemara says that this halacha of Oinon in the Mishaleach Korbonos will depend if Reb Shimon holds Aninus Lailo as a deraisa or only the Rabbonon. And the Gemara is mashma and mevura that if Reb Shimon holds Aninus Lailo as only the Rabbonon, then there will be no reason why Reb Shimon should say that Oinon is not Mishaleach Korbonos. Now this we have to understand, L'chir, this is not the halacha. If there's an issa on the Oinon to bring a Korban because he's not a Sholem, and this is a halacha of the pasuk of Shlomim, even if he holds Aninus Lailo as only the Rabbonon, but by day he's a Oinon Gomel min HaTorah, and he shouldn't be able to bring a Korban by day because he has an Issa to be Mishaleach his Korban, even if Reb Shimon holds Aninus Lailo is the Rabbonon. Therefore, even if there'll be a steer, in what Reb Shimon holds that he's Oichel Pischoy Lo Erev, how do we have a case that he could be Oichel Pischoy Lo Erev if you have the halacha of Oinon in Mishaleach Korbonos, and even a Korban Pesach, but the stira is no sheiches to the halacha of Aninus Lailo de Rabbonon or de Reise. The stira is a stira in halacha. Could he bring a Korban Pesach or not? And it seems to be in the Gemara that this shaila, whether he could bring a Korban Pesach, will depend whether we hold Aninus Lailo de Rabbonon or Aninus Lailo is the de Reise. And this we have to understand, L'chir has no sheiches to the shaila, what the din of the Oinon by night, L'chir has to do with what the din of the Oinon by day. Rashi and Tosfos, which Tosfos is Medayik in the Loshon of Rashi, the Ramaschil Katani Mias Pesach, they both, to answer this question and to understand the Shaklevetayah of the Gemara, they both have the same Mahalach. This is like Fasemes explains that the Yesoid HaMahalach of the Rashi and Tosfos is that the Gemara, the Makshin, and so too the Amiroim in the end of the Omid, they hold that for some reason, like we'll explain soon, the halacha of Oinon in a Mishaleach Korbonos does not apply al koponim to a Korban Pesach. And therefore, if we find that Reb Shimon says that Oinon cannot be Mishaleach Korbonos and even a Korban Pesach also, it must be this is not the reason because of the halacha of shiluach korbonos from the pasuk of Shlomim. The reason must be is because he holds aninus lailo is a deraisa, and at night he'll not be able to eat this korban pesach because he's oinen min atir, and memela, since he cannot eat the korban pesach by night, he is someone who's einu roi la'achila, and a person who's einu roi la'achila is not allowed to bring a korban pesach by day because he at night is einu roi la'achila. Now this din is mefurish b'emes in the Gemara in Pesachim ayin chesem et beis, and the Gemara explains that even though we have a machlokes Reb Nosson and the Rabbonon, which is mentioned later on in our Gemara in Kufam et beis, whether achilas Pesachim is ma'akiv or achilas Pesachim eino ma'akeves, says the Gemara, the machlokes is only whether the achila bepoil, the actual eating of the korban pesach by night, is this ma'isa achila ma'akiv or is the ma'isa no ma'akiv. But the halacha that the gavre, the person himself who's bringing the korban, has to be someone who's roi la'achila, this is agreed upon, and everyone holds that if the person himself is einu roi la'achila, because he's a choila, or he's a zokein, his old man, he cannot eat, then everyone agrees he is not someone who's roi to go and bring a korban pesach, since a korban pesach is ikrei la'achila, the main idea of it that it should be eaten at night. Therefore, someone who's in a roi la'achila, everyone agrees, could not be sheichet v'zorek a korban pesach. And memela the machlekes is only on actual eating of the korban. But if he's in a roi la'achila erev, everyone agrees that he's not allowed to bring a korban pesach. Memela, the explanation in our Gemara is that the reason the Gemara, the Makshin and the Amiroim, they hold that the reason why Reb Shimon holds that Ha'oinen is not allowed to be mishaleach korbonos, and even a korban pesach, is not because of the halacha, this new din of the Braisa, of korban pesach, of shlomim, kshu shalimu mevi ve'enu mevi kshu oinen. This is not the reason, like we'll explain soon for Rashi and Tosfos, why not? But the reason is because his aninus lailo is a deraisa, and at night he's not going to be roi lechol, and therefore he cannot bring a korban by day. But if Reb Shimon would hold aninus lailo as the rabbonon, like it's mevu in the first Braisa, then there will be no reason why he should not bring a korban pesach, because at night is roi la'achila, only mid rabbonon, and lo yemidu divrei b'mokim koreis, he'll even mid rabbonon be allowed to eat korban pesach. So why should we not allow this oinen to go bring a korban pesach by day? And this is what the Gemara's hoichocha is, that Reb Shimon holds, and aninus lailo is midereisa, because this is the only reason possible why Reb Shimon should not allow the oinen to bring the korban pesach on Yom Yudalet by day. Now the reason why he's not nismait, he's not included in the klal of shlomim bizman shu shalim veloy bizman shu oinon. On this point, there's a machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains in the Ramatzchel Katonim as Pesach that the Amiroim and so too the Makshin, they hold until the Gemara later on Abaye and Rava, they hold that this halacha of shlomim that we need to have someone who's a shalim is only a smachta, is only a din derabonon. Even though we have to be madgish, we have to point out that there's other halachas of oinen, legabe kodshim, which are definitely deraisa. The halacha of oinen that he's not allowed to do avoid on the Beis HaMikdosh is a halacha deraisa. And if he's oivid in the Beis HaMikdosh, a kohen hediot, he's mechalal the avoido. So too, a oinen is not allowed to eat kodshim min atir. Like we'll see later on, we learn out from a kavul chumen, daf kuf aleph from Maise Sheini. It says a posuk le chalti ve oini mimenu. A oinen is also be kodshim ba'achila min atir. Memela, these dinim are definitely min atir. Rashi just says that the Amiroim hold up till the Gemara later on that this din of shlomim, that a oinen is also not allowed to bring a korban, einu mishaleach korban, this halacha is only a smachta, and it's only a din derabonon. And therefore the Gemara holds that when it comes to discuss a korban pesach, which is a chivas koris, if someone doesn't bring the korban pesach, there's no way that the rabonon are not good to allow this oinen to bring a korban, to be mevatel the chivas, the mitzvah asei sheish bekoris, lo yemidu divrein b'mokim koris, and therefore there'll be no reason to not allow this oinen to bring his korban pesach, because the halacha of einu mishaleach korban is only a din derabonon. So says the Gemara, the reason why Reb Shimon must hold that einu mishaleach korban is must be because the old aninus lailo is a deraisa, and therefore the gavra, the person himself, is einu roi la'achila, and therefore he cannot be mishaleach korban. We could just point out that Mamela, according to Rashi, After we know that Reb Shimon, the Gemara takes on that Reb Shimon holds Aninus Laila is a deraisa, and therefore anyway is Einu Rori to go and bring his korban, he can also have the extra Issa Derabonon, even though it's not relevant for anything anyway. He also has this extra problem the Rabbanon that he's not allowed to go and bring his korban because he's Oinen and only Shlomim, only Bizman Shul Sholim. But the main reason why Minatir he cannot bring a korban is because Aninus Laila is a deraisa and Memela is Einu Rori LaAchila, and on someone who's Einu Rori LaAchila, everyone holds you're not allowed to bring a korban Pesach for someone who's Einu Rori LaAchila. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Gemara holds up till the Gemara later on, that the din of Shlomim is only a din of Midrabonon, and therefore the reason of Ibshim must be because he holds Aninus Laila is a deraisa. Later on, Abaya comes along and says that this din of Shiluach is be'emes Issa deraisa. The din of Oinen Shlomim k'sheu Sholim u'mevi, ve'einu u'mevi k'shu Oinen is a pasuk, it is non asmachta, and this is the reason why Ibshimon holds he cannot bring a common Pesach, not because he holds Aninus Laila as a deraisa, but the reason is because he holds as Issa Shiluach, and this is what Abaya is pshat in the Gemara later on, and so to Rova, they hold that the din Shiluach is because Aninus Laila is Be'emes, even though it's a derabonon, but there's a locha, a new din from a pasuk, that this din of Shlomim is a deraisa. So it comes out as machlekes between the Amiroim over here on Amid Beis and the Makshin and Abaya and Rova later on in Dafkuf, whether this din of Shlomim over here in our Gemara is a deraisa digedin or it's only a derabonon. The Gemara, till Abaya and Rova holds only derabonon, and therefore the Gemara holds the reason why Shimon holds Einu Mishaleach Korban Pesach is because Aninus Laila is a deraisa, and Abaya and Rova later on say the reason is because it's Issa Shiluach Minatir. This is the Mahalach of Shitas Rashi. Tosfos in the Ramaschil Omer of Chisda explains in a different way, and Tosfos holds no. These are Meroim, and so to the Makshin by us holds that the Pasuk of Shlomim, Kshisholim, or maybe, is a deraisa, is a Ika Adin, there's a Locha, that Oinen cannot bring a Korban, and therefore, Be'emes L'chira, he should not be able to bring a Korban Pesach also, even though Reb Shimon holds Aninus Laila is a derabonon. But says Tosfos, a new Svar, that the Amiroim, over here on Amid Beis, and so to the Makshin holds, that this halacha only applies by a korban which he has a ritzui, which is a korban which is bola akrov, masha inkin a korban pesach, which the Gemara is mavuim psochim, are involved in the base, that ikrui bola achila, the main point of the korban is to eat the korban pesach by night, therefore there's no problem of oinon not to be mishaleach his korban by day. Now this is a big chiddush in Tosfos. Normally we find in the Gemara over there in psochim only extra halachas of the korban pesach because it's ikrei la'achila. The marshal, even though a normal korban habor betuma cannot be nechal, a korban pesach habor betuma is nechal betuma because ikrei la'achila. But he also has a din of a regular korban also that his akrova is also a normal korban. Over here in Tosfos is a very big chiddush that the akrova of a korban pesach is different and is not included in halacha of oinen. Bizman shu sholim veloy bizman shu oinen, because ikrei la'achila tells us that the ikar akrova is also different. And Rabbi Ezri in Nechus Korban Pesach Perek Vav Halacha Aleph explains this Tosfos that the akrova itself, since there's no ritzui to the korban, it is not a korban abola kapora, it's a mitzvah asei in order to be mekayim mitzvah achilas pesach banait. Memela, there's no halacha of sholim bizman shu sholim umemevi ve'einu imevi kshu oinen, since this korban is different in ikar akrova, that's not meratzeh for the person, it's not bole kaparosei, and therefore oinen, there'll be no reason why the oinen cannot bring a korban pesach. Hakoponim, this is the shita of Tosfos, and Memela Tosfos learns that the Gemara here holds that the reason why Reb Shimon says that oinen cannot bring a korban pesach cannot be because of this new halacha of Shlomim, kshu sholim umevi, since this does not apply by korban pesach, Memela has to be a different reason because Aninus Laila is a deraisa, and the Gavra, the person who's in Roi La'achila, he cannot bring a Korban Pesach, like we said earlier from the Gemara in Pesachim, and in Chesamid Beis. This is how the Sfasemes and others, the Rishash, explain the Tosfos, not like the Bikus HaZevach, and the Tzin Kodshim would seem to have a different Mahalach in the reading of the Tosfos. We have to understand from this Gemara in Pesachim that the Aloch is that we need to have a Gavra who's Roi La'achila. Now, according to Tosfos also, this din which we said that the Korban Pesach does not have a halacha of oinen k'shu shalimu mevi, because it's ikri la'achile, and therefore it doesn't go into the klal of oinen enim shaleach korbonos. This is only these Amirorim, if Chizda, and if Sheshes, and if Mori, they hold so, and so to the Makshin, but later on, Abai and Yehova will see, they hold Nishtazoi, and they hold Abemis, the reason why the Oinen cannot be Meshaleach Korbonos, is even a Korban Pesach also, he cannot be Meshaleach, and because a Korban Pesach is also included in this cloud of Oinen Enim Meshaleach Korbonos, and the whole Svar of Toysus was only in these Amirorim. Mamele comes out that Rashi holds that there's Machlikis between Abai and Yehova, whether this din is a deraisa diga alocha of einanim mishaleach, according to if sheishes of chizda and mori, they all turn him with their bonon, and Abai and Yehova hold that's minatoya, and according to Tosfos, everyone holds that's minatoya, and the machlokes between them is whether the din shiluach is a din including Korban Pesach, which is only la'achila and not l'ritzui, is this also included in the klal of einanim mishaleach korbonis? Now, Be'emes, Rashi later on is Mavua, another Nechidush in Shittas Abaya. We said that Abaya is the one who holds that the din Shiluach, the reason why he cannot bring a Korban Pesach, is because he holds the din of Einim Mishaleach is a Deraisa, according to Rashi. And Mamela, this is the reason why he cannot be Mishaleach, even a Korban Pesach, to be Mevatel, as he Sheish Bekoris, since this Halacha of Shlomim, Kshu Shalimu maybe, is a Deraisa. But Rashi over there says later on in Divam Aschil, in Kufa Medalev, Divam Aschil, Abaya Oma, says Rashi, another point, that Abaya, besides the fact that he holds, that the din, the reason why the oinen cannot bring the korban, is because he has a din of oinen enim mishaleach korbonos, which is a deraisa, but mitzada alocha, which the Gemara takes on up till now, that the reason if you hold a ninus laila is a deraisa, and he will not be able to eat a korban at night, then he cannot bring a korban even by day, because he needs a gaver, a roi la'achila, on this point Abaya also disagrees. And Abaya holds, according to the Mandoma, Achilas Psochim is not Ma'akev, then there's no reason why the person could not bring a Korban Pesach, even if he cannot eat the Korban at night, Minatir, because he holds Aninus Lailo is a Deraisa. That's how Rashi's Mavur, that Abaya holds, that the only reason why the Korban, the Oinen, cannot bring a Korban Pesach, is only because of this Halacha, that Oinen Enim Shaleach Korbonis, which is a deraisa according to Abaya. But because of this halacha of aninus laila deraisa, and at night he's not going to be a roi la'achila, this will not stop the person being able to bring the korban by day, because he's not roi, says Rashi, no, because Abaya holds that achilas psochim is not ma'akiv, and asks the Rishash, and others, the ilas shleima in dafkuf, this is very shver, because the day of the Amiroim up till Abaya, and the Makshim, which is Gemavur in Tzadik Tesomet Beis, is Mefurish in the Gemara in Psochim, and in Chesomet Beis, that the Halacha of Einoi Ma'akeves, Achilas Psochim, Einoi Ma'akeves, is only a din in the Achila, actual Achila at night, but everyone agrees that you have to have someone who's Roi La'achila. So Memeila, how can Rashi say that Abaya holds that the din of Aninus Nailo is a deraisa will not stop the krover of the Korban Pesach by day if we hold Achilles Pesachim Eino Ma'akeves? This is a chiyah shver nekuda, which is Mavur in Rashi, and Rishash points out that Tosfos in the Maschil Amar Chisda, in middle of the Cheshbonos in Tosfos, is Mefurish, that the din of Aninus Lailo is a deraisa will not allow the person to bring the korban, since we need someone with a gaver roi la'achila, like we said, the mafurish of the Gemara in Psochim, the Rashi over there is shver in Shittas Abaya. The Ilas Shleima says that we have to say that Rashi later on learns that Shittas Abaya is like a mechudish tegedeh of the Zikne Dorim, which we find earlier in Chof Beis Amid Beis, that they all, there's no tenai of a gavre she'inu roi la'achila. There's no such din that we need to have someone who's roi la'achila. And if we hold achilas pesachim ein oma akeves, then we're allowed to bring a korban, even if the person is ein roi at all, and he's allowed to bring his korban, but he just won't eat it at night. And this is a kium of the akrovas akorban, even though the gavre is ein roi la'achila, not like the gemara in pesachim. And this how Rashi explains it on Shittas Abaya, like this shita mechudeshes of the Zikne Dorim. But pashtus in the sugya up to Abaya al Koponim, everyone held that if Aninus Lailo is a deraisa, there's no way we're allowed to be makiv the korban, and this is how the Gemara understood why there's a steer in Shittas Reb Shimon, because the halacha that Oinon is not allowed to send his korban would say must be the reason is because Aninus Lailo is a deraisa. This is the Mahalach in the Shakivitaria, Hod Pshatovi in the Gemara, the Shakivitaria in the Gemara, like the Svasemes and the Shash explain the Shita and the Sugi over here, Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, and the Shakivitaria in Shita Seb Shimon, where the Aninus Lailo is a Deraiser or Derabonon. Now just one more point in the Gemara in Tzadik Tesamut based in this Braiser, before we move over on to the Gemara in Daf Kuf, there's a very interesting Rashi which the Achronim discuss. The Braisa says amongst the things which the Oinon is not allowed to be Mishaleach, says the Gemara, Oifus, Menoches, Yayin, Eitzim, and Levoino. Rashi says in the Vamaschel Vo'eitzim that the Eitzim which the Oinon is not allowed to bring means the Korban which the person brings together with the Eitzim. If someone is Misnadav Eitzim, says Rashi, maybe Korban Imoim, and this Korban, says the Gemara, the Oinon is not allowed to bring because Oinon in the Mishaleach Korbono, he says he's not allowed to bring the Korban, which he brings together with the Eitzim. Now they ask the Rishash, the Svasemes, the Oilas Shloimer, and others, they ask on Rashi, why does Rashi explain that the Korban of Yem is the Korban Habo Imho Eitzim? What about the Eitzim themselves? The Gemara says in Menoches Chofem et Beis, that the Korban of Eitzim itself, are called a Korban, Ikri Korban, and even according to the Rabbonon who hold that there's not a Korban of Eitzim, there's no need for Kmitza, and for Shemen, and for Melicha, but it's still called a Korban, like the Gemara over there, Tosfos over there points out, that even according to the Rabbonon, Eitzim itself, is someone's Menadav Eitzim for the Mizbeach, these Eitzim have a Halacha the Korban, and Lechira, the Gemara over here, could be referring to the Eitzim themselves, and not to the Korban which is brought with the Eitzim. And Be'emes, the Oilas Shloimer asks, that this Korban which Rashi says, a person whose Menadav Eitzim brings another Korban together with his Eitzim, is not Mefurish anywhere in the Gemara. We only find in the Gemara Tainis, Chavova Medalef, that the Mishpoches had the Yom Tov, when it was their turn to go and bring the Eitzim to the Mizbeach, and they made the Yom Tov and they brought Eitzim. But every private, personal person, when he's Menadav Eitzim, we don't find Mefurish anywhere that there's a Din Korban, that he should bring a Korban also. Mamela, why does Rashi not explain the Braisa Kipshutoi that the Eitzim means the Eitzim themselves? These Eitzim are not allowed to be brought when he's Oinon, and this is Bemis the Pashtus of the Rambam, when he quotes the Braisa, the Rambam and Bias Mikdosh, Peyuk Beis, Haloch Yud Aleph, that it means the Eitzim themselves, and Rashi somehow learns that we're not referring to the Eitzim, we are referring to the Korban Haboim or Eitzim. Bemis in the Eik Haloch, which the Braisa says they're not allowed to bring Eitzim, the Mikdash Tovid asks, in Simon Yud Aleph Ois Gimel, that the halacha according to the Rabbonon, if someone's menadiv eitzim lemizbeach, then the nikrav betoyrath atzim marocha, they are brought like atzim marocha onto the mizbeach, and says the Mikdash Tovid from the Mishnah Melech in Hilchus Shkolim Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, that these atzim hamarocha beemes have to come mishal tzibu, they have to come from the tzibu, not from the private person. Memele, any person who's menadev eitzim, he has to be moisa le tzibo, he has to give it over to the tzibo, and the hakrova is done for like a normal atzim arocha, betoyas korban tzibo. This is how the Mishnah in the Melech explains, according to the Rabbonon, the nidvas eitzim works. Memele asks the Mikdash Tovid, since the korban yochid, when he's menadev the eitzim, they are not brought as his own personal korban, but he's moisa le tzibu and they're brought as atzei marocha, the korban tzibu, why do we find in our Gemara there's halacha that Oinon is not allowed to bring eitzim? L'chaira, since it's not his own korban, it's a korban tzibu, he's only moisa le tzibu, why should there be a issa for the Oinon to go and bring eitzim? Memeila is l'chaira a reason why Rashi would hold that the Mishnah, the Gebreis over here, which says that Oinon is not allowed to bring Eitzim, it's only referring to the Korban Haboim or Eitzim, because Rashi holds that the Eitzim themselves, like the Mikdash Tovid's question is, that since the Menadev Letzibo is Moisa Letzibo, and the Korev Betoyas Atzim Arocha of a Korban Tzibo, therefore there's no Alocha that Oinon is not allowed to bring these Eitzim. Therefore, Rashi had to explain the Gemara that the Eitzim over here are not Eitzim for Atzim Arocha, but it means the Korban Haboim or Eitzim. But the Ika Alocha of the Mishnah Lemelech, who says that according to the Rabbonon, Be'emes, they are not Korev for a personal Korban of Eitzim, but they're Korev Betoyas Atzim Arocha, and they have to be Moisel Etzibo, we find so Mefurish Be'emes in Rabbeinu Gershom, in Menoches, in his Pirish of the side, in the Gemara Menoches Kuvavam et Beis, that he says Mefurish like the Mishnah Lemelech, that they're Moisel Etzibo and they're Korev for Atzim Arocha, But the Ravid in Toyas Kehanim in Pashas Vayikro, Dibur Dinedover, Peik Ches Aloch Zayin, he says Mefurish that according to the Rabbonon, these Eitzim are Koriv Bifnei Atzmon. They're Koriv by itself for their own Korban. A person can have a Korban of Eitzim he brought on the Mizbeach, even according to the Rabbonon. And the Chazanish in Kodshim, Simchov Gimel Oisei, he's Moichiach from the Yishalmi in Shkolim Peik Dalet Aloch Aleph, that this is the halacha from the Yishalmi, that the korban is koriv bifnei atzmoi. Memela, according to the Ravid, it's very understandable why the Rambam also should say that the din of Eitzim over here by the Oinen is referring to the Eitzim themselves, because since this is his own korban, they are not allowed to be koriv. Masha'in kein, according to the Mishnah Melech, who takes on that the koriv from Atzim Arocha, like the Rabbeinu Geshem is mavur, then Memela is very mavur, it's very understandable why Rashi says that the Eitzim is not referring to the actual Eitzim themselves, which are Korban Tzibur, but it's referring to a Korban Habo Imo Eitzim, which this is his private Korban, and this Korban cannot be brought Imo Eitzim, since the person is Oinen, and is Alocha of Oinen Einu Meshaleach Korbonis. So this is an interesting Rashi, who learns Pshat in the Gemara of Eitzim is not referring to the Eitzim themselves, only to the Korban Habo Imo Eitzim, and we suggest that the reason is because Rashi holds, like Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Eitzim are Kori for Korban Tzibur, and therefore there's no halacha that Oinen may not bring these Eitzim for a Korban Tzibur. Now moving further on into the Gemara in Daf Kuf, the Gemara says, if Mori says the Teretz to answer the steer in Ibshimen, that Loi Kashia can Shemes Loi Meis be Yudalid, Vekovir be Yudalid, can Shemes Loi Meis be Yud Gimel, Vekovir be Yudalid. There's a difference whether it was a Yom Misa or was a Yom Kvur. Be'emes Shib Shimon holds Aninus Laila of a Yom Misa is a Doraisa like a Yuda, and the only Aninus Laila which Shib Shimon is referring to is only Aninus Laila Drabonon of the Yom Kvur, and this is what Shib Shimon means, that he's Oiv Toivel Vaichel Pischoi Loev in a case where it was only a Yom Kvur. Says the Gemara later on, Omar Vashi Le Rabbi, that Lechoyer the Gemara from the Breis of Reb Shimon, who says Teda, that he brings a Raya to Reb Yehuda. Lechoyer, Reb Shimon also agrees that Aninus Laila is a Deraisa, and by Yom Kavur Lechoyer there's no Machlokes. Well, how do we understand Pshat in the Breisa? And the Gemara blinds by a question, by a Kasha, how do we understand according to Reb Mori Pshat in the Breisa? Al Koponim is Mefurish in the Gemara of here by Reb Mori, and Be'emes is Mavur like this in the whole Sugya, that if you hold Aninus Laila as a deraisa, then there's no way the Korban Pesach can be eaten by night. And there's halacha that Tovel Va'ichul Pischoi Lo'erev, says the Gemara by us, it's only because we're talking about Yom Kvur, which is only the Rabbonon. Now from our sugya, is Be'emes a Mekor to understand the Ike Gedorim of the Dine Al-Oinen, the Hilchus, the different halachas of the Oinen, which we find to understand the Gedorim in the Dinei Oinen Legabe Kodshim. The Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchus Ovil Pei Gimel Halachates, he says that Be'emes we find the halacha, everyone knows, by Regolim on Yomim Toivim, the halacha is that there's no Dinei Avelus on Yom Tov. There's no halachas of Nihog Avelus Befahesia. There's no Dinei Avelus on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Melech, one has to know, what about the Dine Oinen? The halacha is, Oinen is not allowed to eat kodshim, he's not allowed to do avodah, so too in our Gemara, he's not allowed to be Mishaleach Korbonos. So asks the Mishnah Melech, what about these dinim on a regel, on a Yom Tov? Does a Oinen have halachas of Aninus on Yom Tov? Or do we say that his halacha like a oval, just like a oval is no Dine Avelos on Yom Tov, so too a Oinen will have no halacha of Oinen on a Yom Tov? Says the Mishnah Melech, since we don't find anywhere in the Rambam that on a regel, on a Yom Tov, there's a different halacha, it's mistaber that Oinen is also bekodshim, even on Yom Tov also. Now says the Shaar Melech, in Maisa Korbonis, Pei Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, Diva Maschil Void, so too the Orch Lene, in Yivomis Ayin Omid Beis. They say that Lechiria from our Gemara is Mefurish, like the Mishnah Melech says, that the din is that Oinen is not allowed to eat kodshim, even on a Yom Tov. Because our Gemara is doch discussing the halacha of a Korban Pesach, which he eats by night, and once he comes to Pesach by night, which is a Yom Tov, if one is going to say that the halacha of Aninus does not apply by regel, like we find by Hilchus Avelus, then Lechere, what is the whole shaila of the Gemara? Why is he allowed to eat a Korban Pesach by night? Lechere is poshes because there's no Aninus by regel. Is Lechere mefurish in our Gemara from the fact that he's only toivav leichel pischei lo'ev only by yom kvur, which is midir abonon, or even on a yom misa, according to the man do'oma aninus lailo midir abonon, is mochach that if there is a din oinu min atayir, then is this din applies even on a Yom Tov also, and therefore even on Pesach by night, he may not eat the korban. This is a mefurish gemara say these achreinim neshar melech and the ochlenei to a raya to the shaila of the mishnah melech. Now our gemara b'emes is discussing the din of achilas kodshim, so to the din of shiluach korbonos. But we have another gemara which discusses this shaila. The Gemara Moed Kotten, Yudaled Omed Beis over there, discusses the Dine Metzora, if the Dine Metzora is Noeg Beregel on Yom Tov, or do we say the Dine Metzora is like Avelus, and Avelus is not Noeg Beregel, so too Metzora is not Noeg Beregel. Says the Gemara, we have a Raya, because we know the Aloch is, a Kohen Gadol can also be a Metzora, like we learn out of a Pasuk. And the Kohen Gadol, says the Gemara, every single day of the year for a Kohen Gadol is called a Regel. Regel hu etzloi. Every day of the year, a Kohen Gadol is a Yom Tov. And afal pikein, even so, we see that a Kohen Gadol can be a Metzora. Says the Gemara, how do we know that Kohen Gadol is behemes every day of the year a Yom Tov? Because we see that Kohen Gadol can go and be makriv oinon. He's allowed to, even when he's oinon, he's allowed to go and be makriv his korban. Must be that Kohen Gadol is a Yom Tov. Memela, you see that the Metzora applies even in a case where it's a Yom Tov. Explains Rashi over there, where it's cutting Yudaldom and base, because from the mere fact that we see that Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Makriv Oinon, and we know that every single person is not allowed to be Mishaleach, his Korban, because there's a din of Shlomim Bizman Shushalimu maybe, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Makriv Oinon, must be that the Kohen Gadol has a loch of a Yom Tov, and therefore since it's a Yom Tov for the Kohen Gadol, therefore he's allowed to being a Korban, and there's no problem of Shlomim Bizman Shushalimu maybe. Whereas every person in a normal year, he's not allowed to bring his korban if he's oinen. And on a regel, says Rashi, everyone else would also be allowed to be makriv his korban, just like the Kohen Gadol on every single day, because on a Yom Tov, there will be no halacha of shiluach korbanos, which is normally offered for the oinen, but on a Yom Tov, on a regel, it does not apply, and he's allowed to be makriv his korban. Is mefurish in the Rashi's mahalach, Rashi explains the Gemara over there. This the Minchas Chinuch also points this out. In mitzvah Reish Samach Dalet or Islamed, that even though we find in our Gemara legab Achilas Kodshim, that Achilas Psochim is not allowed to eat if he's oinen, and even at night where it's a regel, he's also not allowed to eat a korban, because he's oinen and he's also b'Achilas Kodshim, but the din of our sugya which says that there's a halacha of oinen einu mishaleach korbonos, he's not allowed to bring a korban, this halacha does not apply in the Yom Tov. And a Yom Tov, he's allowed to go and bring a korban, because, just like we find back when Gadol is a makriv oinon, and the reason is, because he's keregel, b'chol hashono, and you see over here, that the din of Issa, of ein oinon, ein mishaleach korbonos, does not apply b'regel, even though other Yisrael kodshim, like Issa Achila, and so too the Issa Avoida, they do apply b'regel, and there's a difference between the Issa Shiluach korbonos, and the Issa Achila, and the Issa Avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh, which those two do apply, but the Issa Shiluach does not apply on a Yom Tov. So to the Michas Boruch, he also says this din only applies to Issa Shiluach, which is not a Geah on Yom Tov, but the other Isurim do apply. And by this we have to understand, L'chayr, what should be the difference? We know that the Oinen has a few Alochis, Legabe Kodshim, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim, he's not allowed to work in a Beis HaMikdosh, and so too he's not allowed to send the Korban. Why is there a difference that in our Gemara we see Mefurish, that he's not allowed to eat Kodshim on Yom Tov, and so too he's not allowed to work in a Beis HaMikdosh. Masha'en Kain, the din of Shiluach Korbonos is not applied by Regel, and this is Mavur in the Gemara Moed Kotten, Yudalav and Beis, that there's a difference between the Issa of Shiluach Korbonos. Explains Yomir Simcha in Eus HaMeach, in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis, Halacha Ches, a very Yesoidestiger Havona in understanding this din of an Issa of Shiluach Korbonos, which is Nischadish in our sugi over here in Zvachim, this new din that our Oinen is not allowed to bring Korbonos, and we're saying that this din only applies during the year and does not apply Beregel. Explains the Meir Simcha that since the Mekor for this halacha is from the Pasuk of Shlomim, we learn out that he has to be a Sholem, Bizman Shehu Sholem, maybe, Veinu maybe Kshu Oinen, Therefore, the svara is that this din of shlomim is a din only in a case where he's toruyd bani nusoy, in a case where he's mitztaye, he's a oinen, and therefore he's called a person who's a chosar, he's not a sholem, and therefore he's not allowed to bring a korban because he's einim shaleach, because it's missing in the din sholem, bizman shu sholem umevi. Mashenkin on Yomtev itself in a regel, where Adarabba, he's besimcha from the Simchas Yomtev, and he's not toured in the tsar of the Misa. Therefore, this din does not apply because the miut of Shlomim is only in a case where actually he is betsar and toured bani nusoy, and not in the case of a Yomtev where he's someach and he's happy with the Yomtev, and Mamela does not nichlal in this din of Oinen Inimish Aleach Korbonis. So says Rimei Simcha, that according to this, this din is only on this halacha of Oinen Einim Shaleach Korbonos. Mashein came the other dine kodshim, which we said, the Issa Achilas kodshim, and so to the Issa of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which these dinim are tolui on the Etzem Shem of Oinen. He needs any person who's Oinen has a Issa of Achilas kodshim. This applies even on the Yom Tov also, because even on the Yom Tov he has a Torah's Oinen. The only reason why in Yom Tov he's allowed to send a korban is because there's no problem in the fact that he's a sholem, because in Yom Tov, even a oinen is called a sholem since he's not toruyd in the tsar of the misa, and memela he's not included in the pasuk of shlomim, bizman shu sholem v'lo bizman shu oinen. Mashenkin other dinim are toli on a shem oinen, and anything which is toli on a shem oinen applies even on Yom Tov also. This is how Meir Simcha explains this difference between the Dine Oinen on the Yom Tov. A different explanation, al derech ze, Reb Chaim in the Stenzlach, al Hashas, in Moed Kotten, in Yudal Domed Beis, he explains a bit sharper, a bit even, he takes it even further, and he says that this halacha of Shiluach Korbonitz, which is Nischadish in our Gemara, from the Posuk of Shlomim, Bezman Shu Sholeim, is be'emes no halacha bichlal, mitzad the din of the Kodshim. There's no din that the korban itself needs to have someone who's a bara krover who should not be a oinen, and the oinen is not a bara krover. There's no such halacha that the oinen is not a bara krover of the kodshim. The reason why oinen is not allowed to be mishaleach korbonos is a halacha mitzad nihug, his dine oinen, he has to a certain hanhoge. The oinen has to have, like a oval has a certain hanhoge that he doesn't say on a chair, and there's other dine hanhoge of avelus, so too there's dine hanhoge of aninus, and one of these dine is, oh, that he should not go mimshaleach a korban, but it's not mitzad the korban itself, and there's no psul at all in the korban, and it's not mitdine akodshim, that he shouldn't go and bring this korban if he's a oinen. And therefore explains the b'chaim on the Yom Tov, there's aloche that the dine hanhoges of his aloches is no dine hanhoges avelus, so too, there's no dine and hogas and ninus, and therefore he's allowed to be mishaleach his korban. But to go and eat kodshim, this is not halacha mitzad the niug of his halacha. The halacha is mitzad the kodesh, mitzad the kodshim. The kodshim is not allowed to be eaten by someone who's a oinen, like the kodshim is not allowed to be eaten for someone who's a tomei, and so other dinim, and memele what in avodah nebis hamikdash, which is halacha mitzad the kodshim, and memele this definitely applies even on Yom Tov also, because it's only a miut in an hoga of his dinim. Any halacha which is applied, which is because of his halacha, of his nihug, dine aninus, these halachas don't apply on a Yom Tov, and therefore he's allowed to be mishaleach his korban. So too, Reb Shmuel Yozovsky in Zichri Shmuel Simen Lamedaled brings this down also from the Briskerov, who's more ma'irich in this Nekuda. It's brought also in the Rambam Frenkel in the Sefer Likutim in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis, Halacha Yud Alef, Beshein the Briskerov, that this halacha of Shiluach Korbonos is only mitzad the din and hoge of the oinen, but it's not halacha mitzad the kodesh itself. There's no din that a korban needs to have someone who's not oinen, needs to have someone who's a sholim. But Meila, this is the difference also in the dine of Yom Tov. Now, Be'emes, we just point out that this din, which we said in the sugya, is muchach, that the halacha of achilas kodshim, it applies even on a Yom Tov also, because we see in our Gemara that his mutter lechel lekodshim leerev, he's allowed to eat his common Pesach only if you hold aninus lailos drabonon. You see, mefurish that if he's a real oinen minatir, there's no way he can eat the korban, because even on Yom Tov of Pesach, he's also got a issa of achilas kodshim. which is l'chayy muchach from a foolish gemara, like we said from the Shah Melech and the Orch Lene. Now, Bemis, the Tosis read in Moed Cotton over there, he says that on a Yom Tov, a Oinon is allowed to eat Kodshim. And he discusses why the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to eat Kodshim if the Kohen Gadol is called a Yom Tov. Asks Yomei Simcha and Yisameach that L'chir is negged in Mefuish Gemara, and he says that Divri HaTosis read, T'muhim, the Mamish in Mefuish Gemara Faket, the Gemara says by us Mefuish, that a Pesach by night, which is Yom Tov, the Oinon is not allowed to eat a Kohen Pesach if he's Oinon in Atari. So too the Oizorua and Hilchas Avelus, Simon Tov Lamed, is also Mashmal HaTosis read, that if you'll be a Oinon on a Yom Tov, he's allowed to eat Kodshim, L'chir is very shfer from our Gemara. Says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, a chidush from the Zeiche Yitzchok in Simon Mem Dalet, that he says that one can say that our Gemara is referring to Pesach by night. On Pesach by night, the Gemara says in Psochim Ein Aleph Amed Aleph, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. And since there's no mitzvah of Simcha, we can say it's a miut, in ganzen, a total miut, not just from the Kobin Shalmei Simcha, but it's a miut from the whole Din Simcha, there's no miut, like the Shagazari explains in Simon Samaches. And therefore, since there's no mitzvah of Simcha on the Leil Pesach, therefore he still has Dine Oinon. The only reason why on Yom Tov, the Tosfos Rid holds that he's allowed to eat Kodshim is only because he has a Simcha of Yom Tov. This is what allows him to eat the Kodshim, and he's not applied all the Dine Oinon. Mashenkin on Yom Tov Pesach by night, where he does not have a Din Simcha, Memela, he still has the Issa of Oinon to eat Kodshim, and there's no Rai from Al Gemara to say that on the rest of Yom Tov, when he has a Din Simcha, then he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. This is a Chidush, how the Zeiche Yitzchok explains the Shitta of the Texas Reed, Shmuel Rizovsky over there is Marich and Simon, over there in Zeiche Shmuel and Simon Lamedaled, that Lechir, there's a big Chidush of the Texas Reed, that he be'emes the Issa of Achilas Kodshim, even though it's a Kodshim Digadin, is also allowed to be eaten on Yom Tov. Al-Koponim, just to summarize what we discussed over here in our Gemara, we know that the Oinon has a few aloches, Benegea, the Dine Kodshim, the Mishnah Lemelech asks whether these Dinim apply on Yom Tov also, or the aloche like a oval, which does not apply his Dinim on a regel. And we said in our Gemara L'chir is Mwuchach, that the Din of Achilas Kodshim applies by a Korban, even by Oinon also, the Din, the Issa of Achilas Kodshim applies. And the Tosfos Rid, maybe will be Mechalek, that Leil Pesach, where there's no Din Simcha, is different, but the rest of the Yom Tov, the Tosfos Rid says a Chiddush, that Oinon is allowed to even eat Kodshim. But Al Koponim, the Pashtus of the Gemara by us is, that on the Yom Tov, there's a Issa of Achilas Kodshim, Masha'en Kein, the Issa of Shiluach Korbonis, this Din does not apply on Yom Tov, like it's Mavu in the Gemara Moed Katan, like Rashi over there explains, on Yudalei Amud Beis. And the reason there's a difference between the Din Shiluach and the Din of Achilas Kodshim, Rameh Simcha explains the difference, is because Shiluach Korbonos depends on whether he's a Sholem, and on Yom Tov he is a Sholem, and the Biskerov and the Pchaim, they explain that the difference is because Shiluach Korbonos is a Din, Mitzad is Niug, and Hogas Halochas, and these Dinim do not apply, Mashenke in any Dinim Mitzad the Kodshim, that is a Din Psul, in the Etzem Achilas Kodshim, these Dinim apply even on Yom Tov also. And a more further discussion by Riches, Rebbe Malin over here in Chilik Beis, Simel Lamed Aleph, he's very marich in his whole sugya to be mazbe, the different halachas of Oinon legabe Kodshim, which ones are Noeg and Yom Tov, which ones aren't, and to explain the difference between them, like we were marich above. Moving further on in the Gemara, Abaye says a teretz to answer the steer in Ibshimon, that there's a difference if it was meis koidim chatzois, or if it was meis lacha chatzois. If it was koidim chatzois, then he wasn't chazi le Pesach. It's chal on him the din aninus. Mashenkin after chatzois, where he's ready, chazi le Pesach, loy chayla ale aninus, there's no din aninus on him, since he already has a chivas korban Pesach. Now the chrinim, which we said above, the Biskerov, in the Sefer Alikutim, in the Rambam Frenkel, in Perik Beis, Bias Mikdosh, Aloch Yud Aleph, so too in the Yisameach, in Perik Beis, Bias Mikdosh, they ask, that L'chir, in the Svoy of Abaya, that is a Hilchus D'chir, there's a Din D'chir, that since he is already Chal, the Din Aninus, the Mem Pesach comes later on, cannot be Doicha the Din Aninus, and so too later, if he's died after Chatzos, then he's already got chiyuv korban Pesach, and this pushes away the din oinen. Normally in Hilchas, the chiyah, in mitzvahs, in Hilchas asei, doich alois asei, we never find such differences that is an afgemina, which one comes first, and either there is a din of asei, doich alois asei, or there's no such chiyah. And over here, we find there's a difference whether which one was chal first, if it was oinen first, and or if it was a korban Pesach came first. L'chiyah, the Biskerov asks, that l'chiyah, the din of oinen in a mashaleach korbonis, a buyer holds his ikke adin, it's a din min ha-Torah, even according to Rashi. There's a issa on the oinen to being your korban. Memeila l'chiyah, even if in a case where the korban Pesach was already chal because it was after chatzos, but since he became a oinen because it was meis loy meis after chatzos, l'chiyah, he should be included in his problem of oinen in a mashaleach korbonis. And if this is a dechir to this halacha, why does this not apply even in a case where he died before Chatzos? And explain the Biskerov and the Meir Simcha that the reason, the explanation in our Gemara is very musba, is very understandable, according to what they explained earlier in the Ikka Havona, in understanding the din of Shiluach Korbonos. Because as we said from the Meir Simcha, that the reason why there's a din of Shiluach, there's a Issa, that he oinen is not allowed to go and bring his korban because there's a locha of shlomim bizman shu sholimu mevi ve'enoi mevi kshu oinen. Explains the Meir Simcha that on Yom Tov this din does not apply because on Yom Tov he's a sholim. Memeila says the Meir Simcha this is the reason why there's a difference if he dies before Chatzos or if he dies after Chatzos, like Abaye says. Because it's not be'emes ha'locha of dechir, of oil, dine dechir, like I say dechir lois I say. The reason is because in a case where he already died before Chatzos, then he is already toiled in the Aninus, and he has the Tzar, and therefore even when Pesach comes, when the Chuyva of Pesach comes, with not yet a Yom Tov, but he has now a Chuyva of a Korban Pesach, then since he's already a Chosar, he's missing in the Sholem, and therefore he's not allowed to go and bring a Korban Pesach on the Yom Tov, on Pesach after, on Yud Dalet, after Chatzos. Mashainkin in a case where he only died after Chatzos, and he's already chayiv in the Dine Korban Pesach, in Avor of the Korban Pesach, therefore this does not allow him to become toiled in the Tsar of the Aninus, and Memela, he has no problem of being a Chosar, he is called someone who's a Sholem, since he's now busy bringing the Korban Pesach, which is not allowing him to be toiled in his Tsar in Aninus, and there's no problem in the Din Shiluach Korbonos. Memela says, Remeir Simcha, this is only a halacha in this din of Shiluach, which is be'emes a din of Shlomim. This depends whether it was meis loy meis before Chatzos or the meis loy meis after Chatzos. But even in a case where he died after Chatzos, there'll be no way to be mad to him to go and eat kodshim, because the issa of achilas kodshim depends whether is he oinen or not. And of course, even after Chatzos, he still has a din oinen. The only din which is different is only this halacha of shiluach korbonos, and memela, he still have a halacha that night he's not allowed to go and eat kodshim. And with that, he explains a teres to Rashi's question in Devar Maschil Abaye Omer. Rashi asks, why should he not have a din d'chir, even legabe achilas kodshim? And Rashi explains, because he holds achilas psochim eino ma'akeves. Says Meir Simcha that l'chir legabe the din of achilas kodshim, he bichlal does not have any d'chir. The whole din d'chir is only on the din shiluach, which is a halach of shlomim, and on that there's a difference if he's already chayiv in the korban Pesach. Mashein kein the dine aninus, which is a halacha of achilas kodshim, this applies even in a case where he died after Chatzos. And so too the Biskerov in his Mahalach, he also explains this is a difference in Abaye, because since the din shiluach, like the Biskerov explained, was a halacha mitzad an hoge of his halacha savelus, like a din ovil, he has a halacha on his nihug, on his minig, on his an hoge, how he has to behave, and what his halachas are, and these halachas do not apply in a Yom Tov. Says the Biskerov, these halachas can be depend on whether it came first, he's already chayiv in the din Pesach, and Mamela, the anhoge of Avelus does not apply. Mashenkein, any other halachas which are negea to the ikash shem oinen and the dine kodshim, like achilas kodshim, these dinim apply even in the case where he died after Pesach, and therefore he died after Chatzos, and therefore he is also by achilas kodshim, which is a yishuv also to Rashi's kasha. and the Zichron Shmuel in Siman Lamed Aleph, which we quoted above, Bemis points out that Rashi al Kaponim Lechiri is Mavua, not like these two Svaris of the Biskayov and the Meir Simcha, because according to them, there's no reason why we should say that the Chia should help for the Achilas Psochim. And from Rashi we see that the din of Abaya is Bemis Ahilchis Dechia, and this Dechia should work also for Achilas Psochim if he died al Kaponim after Chatzos. This is how the Achrenim explain the shitta of Abaya, which Lechiria Delikir Rashi by us in the Sugya, like Shmuel Rizovsky points out in Zichr Shmuel Simen Lamed Dalet. Moving further on in the Gemara says, V'yamini, Abaya brings a raya, that is the difference if he died before Chatzos and after Chatzos, from the stira in the din of Tumas Krovim, and Abaya is Moichiach, that the Braise is going like a Bakiva, and even a Bakiva who holds that mitzvah, Lo Yitamo is a mitzvah, Afal Pikeni still holds that in the case there is a time when Lo Yitamo, he should not become Tomei, must be, says Abaya, the difference is, Kan Lach Chatzos, and Kan Koinim Chatzos. When it's before Chatzos, then is a din of Tumas Krovim, and La'achar Chatzos, then come Pesach comes first, and he should not become Tomei. Rashi in Devar Maschil Dereisha Da'ahi explains that this is a klal bein legabe Aninus, and bein legabe the din of Tumas Krovim, since he has two mitzvahs in front of him, he has a mitzvah of Tumas Krovim, and he has a mitzvah of a Korban Pesach. The difference is, before Chatzos or after Chatzos, which one comes first, that is the mitzvah which he should do. Now, Bemis, this sugi over here by us in Zvachim Davkuf is a mekor for a very yesodistic shayla bichlal in Hilchis Mitzvahs, which the Achrinim have a big discussion about in many different places. The Achrinim always have a shayla on all mitzvahs which are tali on zman, like a Kom Pesach or Lulav and Esrig on Sukkos. When is the person actually mechuyev in this mitzvah? Do we say that the person only becomes mechuyev in the Lulav and Esrig only on Sukkos itself? Only when it comes Yom Tesvav Tishri, then he has to daiga, then he has to worry about his mitzvah. Now he has a chiyuv. Earlier he didn't have the chiyuv. Before Tesvav he doesn't have the chiyuv. The Torah only says, "Ulakachtum lechem beYom Yerushoin." Then is chal on him the chiyuv of Lulav and Esrig. So too, it's only chal on him the chiyuv of Korban Pesach only on Yudalet after Chatzos. Or do we say that a person already now is mechuyev on this mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig on Tetzvav Tishri? So too, a person already now is mechuyev to go and bring a Korban Pesach when it comes the time. And the difference is that even now, if he's mechuyev, he's already mechuyev to go make sure he's going to have a Lulav and Esrig in time, and Mameli has to go and look earlier and go and move even to a different town in order to be mekayim his mitzvah on Bizmanoi, because even before, already he's mechuyev. This shayla is a big shayla, the tzlachim, psochim, gimel amud beis, he takes on, that there's no mitzvah before the zman. The chiyuv is only when it comes the time, then he is mechuyev. Mashenkin min chaschinuch, mitzvah hey, ois yud gimel, he's very marich to be chilek on the tzlach, and he says there's a chiyuv ready now, every person is chai ready now, to go on every minute of the year, to go and bring the Korban Pesach on its time, and the Lulav and Esrig, and so to other mitzvahs bizmanom, he have a chiyuv even before zmanom, to go and be mekayim the mitzvahs bizmanom, and therefore he has to be doig, he has to make sure he's gonna be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs even before the zman comes. The Avin Inezer is also Marich in Urechaim, Simshin Chof Aleph. He brings the Rai from the Turi Evan, Urech Hashanah Tezayin Umed Beis, like the Tzlach, that a person before, a regular before Yom Tov, he's even allowed to be Metame himself, because he hasn't got Yer Chiyuv, he doesn't have to worry about his Chiyuv only when the Zman HaChiyuv comes. Now, says the Chaya Odom, in Klal Samaches, did you test, and in Nishmas Odom over there in Oitz Gimel, he says, L'chiri, he has a Raya Mufureshes, he has a Mufureshe Gemara, a Raya to this Shaila. Because in our Gemara says Rechaya Yodom is Mavur in Zvachim Davkuf, in Abaya, that if in case where he has two mitzvahs in front of him, he has a mitzvah of Tumas Krivim, and he has a mitzvah of Tumas Psochim, of Korban Pesach, says the Gemara that before Chatzos, according to Reb Akiva, he has to be Metame Likrivim, because he has a mitzvah of Lo Yitamo. Memela, even though through this mitzvah of Lo Yitamo, he is going to, by default, automatically, he's going to become Tomei, and Memela, he's going to be Matche, the Korban Pesach. We still say that since the mitzvah of Tumas Krivim came before Chatzos, which is before the Zman of the Chuyvas Korban Pesach, he has to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Tumas Krivim. Says a Chayodom, if one is going to say that even Erev Pesach before Chatzos, one already has the Chiyuv Mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach Bizmanoi, then why should he become Tomei Lekrivim because he has a Mitzvah of Tumas Krivim? He's being Matche now, the Mitzvah, which he has now already, to go and bring a Korban Pesach soon after Chatzos. Says a Chayodom, is Muchach in our Gemara, that the whole Chiyuv of the Mitzvah is only Chal Bizmanoi, only after Chatzos, then is the Zman of the Mitzvah, and before that, he does not have to daiger, he doesn't have to worry about the Mitzvah, and therefore, if he has a different Mitzvah of Tumas Krivim, he has to go and be Metamele Krivim, and this is going to be Madche, when it comes later on after Chatzos, he will not be able to go and bring a Korban Pesach since he became Tomei Meis from the Tumas Krivim, from the Mitzvah of Tumas Krivim of Lo Yitamo. But says a Chai Odom, if one would say that he's already Chai before, there will be no way to understand our Gemara. Memele from here, the Chai Odom says, La Locha, one before Pesach, does not have to go move to Eretz Yisrael to make sure he shouldn't be B'derech Rechoyko. And so too, before Yom Tov of Sukkot, one doesn't have to move to a different town to go and be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig. And only on the day when Yom Tov comes, then he has a Chiyuv, and then it's going to be out of the Tchum, and he has no din to go and look for Lulav and Esrig, because he has a Chiyuv only Bizmanoi, like his Muchach in our Gemara. But the Yisomeach, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Aloch Yudches, he says, Abemes, he would say Misvore, that the din of the chiyuv of the mitzvah already starts earlier, way before the mitzvah. He says it starts shloishim yoim from the zman of shoelim v'doshim koydim ha-pesach. Then the person already has a chiyuv of a korban pesach, and he's not allowed to become tomei because he's going to ruin the din of this chiyuv of korban pesach. And any other din, he has to already daige, he has to worry about it shloishim yoim before, because this is the zman of shoelim v'doshim. Says the Meir Simcha, says the Yisomeach, that our Gemara, Be'emes is not a riot, because over here, he has a different mitzvah which is in front of him, the mitzvah of Tumas Krivim, the mitzvah of Aninus, and therefore these mitzvahs override the mitzvah of Pesach, which now is only begeder hachone for that mitzvah. Even if one is going to say that he's already mechuyev now in the din to worry about the Korban Pesach later, but still a mitzvah which is in front of him now overrides this mitzvah which is only coming later. And this has a kedima, and therefore there's a din of Tumas Krivim overriding the din of Tumas, of the din of Korban Pesach. So even though, of course, as Rami Simcha, normally in a case where he doesn't have any mitzvah of Tumas Krivim, then he has already now already the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach to bring it after Chatzos. But afal pikein, when it comes to a case where he has a different mitzvah in front of him, then this overrides, this gets a kedima over the mitzvah, which is only hachonah for the Korban Pesach, and only in our Gemara do we find that there's a din, that Tumas Krivim is going to be madche the din of Korban Pesach, even though he has already a chiyuv of Korban Pesach earlier, and not like the Chai Odom. This is the dchia of the Yisomeach in Hilchos Korban Pesach, and so too the Sheilas Yaivitz. The Yavid says in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin that the Zman of the Chiyuv is already from 30 days before, like we find Shoelim V'Doshim, Koinim HaPesach, Shloishim Yoim. The Stipler in Shabbos, Simon Yudalet, he also is Marich, and he brings the same Raya from the Chai Odom, from our Gemara, that L'Chuyuz Mavua, a person is not M'chuyuv Me'ika Adin, because before Pesach he's not M'chuyuv, only when the Zman HaChiyuv comes, and then he's M'chuyuv to daigo because for his mitzvah, and beforehand, he is not mechuyev, like the Chai Odom being Zeraya, and not like Rami Simcha. The Stipler over there explains that this is the shitter of the Balamor, the famous shitter of the Balamor, that one is not allowed to go and put himself into a matzv, or pikuach nefesh, if he's gonna have to afterwards be doiche Shabbos, therefore he's not allowed to go into a boat 3 days before Shabbos. And says the Stipler that you see in the Balamor that 3 days before Shabbos is only a dinder abonon, that he shouldn't be machnis himself into Bekoach Nefesh. Mashenkein on Shabbos itself, he is not allowed to do a Maisa, which is going to be goyim him to be Michal Shabbos be Bekoach Nefesh, And to do this Maisa on Shabbos, like a Maisa Mila, where he's going to afterwards heat up hot water, in this case, there's a Din D'Oraisa, and explains the type of the difference is, because before Shabbos, he has no Chiyuv, like his Mavur in our Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf, there's no Chiyuv before the Zman HaMitzvah. Mashenkin on Shabbos itself, once the Zman HaMitzvah came, now there's Issa D'Oraisa to go and put himself in a Matzev, where he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos later on, Bepikuach Nefesh. Al Kapon, the Mestaipel also took out from this Gemara, like the Chai Odom, that before the Zman HaMitzvah, there's no Chiyuv, and not like a Meir Simcha who's Matchik, that normally there is a Chiyuv, but over here it's only Midin Kedima, since there's a different Mitzvah, which is already now the Din, Mitzvah of Tumas Krivim, and the Din Aninus. This is a Sages Tiger Machlekes, taken out from our Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf, in Shittas Abaye.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.